Creation is cooperation between man's heart and God's eye.
I have won precisely because I am now one.
I beg for my Lord's compassion eye.
I cry for my Lord's forgiveness feet.
Humility ability is of supreme need in the inner world.
The mind marathon has no destination.
The heart marathon has its destination here, there, and everywhere.
The mind has to be forced more and more every day.
The heart has to be loved more and more every day.
Each God dream expedites our God journey.
I must not allow my mind doubt and my heart faith to stay together.
Any heart flame can feed God at any moment.
God tells me that it is not necessary to know all the details of why I have to love God. Love has to be spontaneous.
The inner world citizens are God's supremely chosen heroes.
God wants my heart to disdain the mind when it tries to explain the truth.
As I cannot stop desiring, even so my Lord cannot stop loving.
The mind fails, but the heart never fails to know what God really needs.
And an unillumined mind is the beginning of God resentment.
God receives everybody's heartbeat with his compassion eye.
My mind's immediate surrender is a surprising experience of my Lord Supreme.
God's oldest and dearest friend is his vision eye.
My heart is always eager to do whatsoever my Lord commands.
Two most precious things in my life, God and his forgiveness.
My mind's unwillingness is the strangest thing that God has ever seen.
Everybody has the capacity to please God in his own way. What we all need is only a sincerity heart.
God and God's bliss stand at our mind's door endlessly in vain.
How does God occupy his time? He thinks and thinks of humanity's transformation.
A God gratitude heart creates no problems for God.
Every day, God wants me to begin a new and fresh chapter in my life.
I was shocked to see my mind's misbehavior right before my Lord's very compassion-flooded eyes.
Self-giving is considered by God to be the highest virtue.
Our soul tells our heart that every time God visits us, we must value it more than ever.
This lifetime is only for the fulfillment of my Lord Supreme.
We do not have to search for God's will. It is right in front of us. We just have to fulfill His will.
My heart has only one wish, for God to expect my heart transformation at every moment.
God has only one wish, my surrender smile.
Every day, God overwhelms our aspiration heart with His compassion flood.
It is not in God's nature to forget any promises He makes.
God never responds to our mind's sighs, but He immediately responds to our heart's cries.
Surrender is the shortest path that leads to God's feet.
My gratitude heart is the loveliest flower that God has ever seen in my life.
My devotion tears, God thirstily devours.
The best possible way to thank God is to keep ourselves happy.
I climb on my aspiration ladder to see my Lord Supreme better.
A devotion heart knows no tiredness in pleasing God.
Every day I feel that there is so much more to be done for the manifestation of my Lord Supreme.
If it is a devotion heart, then it must treasure God's will above all else.
When the inner sun begins to rise, our God realization road starts shortening.
God shelters my heart in His satisfaction embrace.
God's invitation I take as His command.
A oneness heart has no personality problems.
In the spiritual life, desperation does not help us in any way.
My Lord, I feel that You are my only own.
Every day I feel that I am a newborn child in God's lap.
False devotion quite often plays its role successfully. The seeker may not even be aware of it.
Never house any regret. This should be your spiritual motto.
May I be a permanent seeker slave at God's feet.
God is always ready to teach us the music of His silence.
I can never know myself without God's unconditional help.
God tells me, my child, you have a sacred place and not a secret place in my heart.
We must see everything from God's point of view.
Earthly friends, in God's view, do not last for good.
God asks me to give Him a list of my unanswered questions.
My soul is ready to live everywhere except in my pride mind.
Joy is a friend of my heart pilgrimage.
The heart's faithfulness and the mind's willingness must go together.
The mind wants to be pleased by God. The heart wants to please God.
Alas, the vital loves to take depression as its possession.
O desire, will there be no time when you can retire?
Do not allow anybody to arrest your progress to the summit heights.
When I pray, I feel God around me. When I meditate, I see God inside me.
You can easily wake up from ignorant sleep. You certainly can.
We must break asunder our insecurity chains.
God, victory songs I must sing day and night, and no other songs.
I must return from my mind jungle to my heart's aspiration garden.
Human life is full of loud sounds. Divine life is silence fountain.
God wants us to be his satisfaction realities.
I love aspiration blooms and dedication blossoms equally.
The mind loves to live in expectation land. The heart wants to live in hope land. And I want to live only in reality land.
The willingness river of the heart must never be allowed to become stagnant.
Never be afraid of ignorance, battle, roar.
Do not allow tomorrow's worries to destroy today's joy.
I never cared and will never care for the mind path.
I adore my heart's God oneness dreams.
Try to run as many miles as possible with your love, devotion, and surrender smiles.
No imperfection can forever last.
I invoke Earth's helping hand. I invoke Heaven's smiling eyes.
I implore God to unfold his will to me all the time.
When you live in God's compassion, you can never despise anybody.
May each and every utterance of mine fulfill God's will in my life.
Impossible for God to cancel his sweetness and fondness for me, no matter what I do.
I must live far beyond the horizon of tomorrow's golden dreams.
Oh, my mind, just stand up and declare that you are also for God, the way my heart is.
May God's will enter my every thought.
my joy knows no bounds when I am allowed to develop in the dust of God's will.
God is always eager to meet with your self-giving heart.
Each life is an opportunity garden on earth.
If you want to win God's heart, then cry within and smile without.
To displease God, we must take as a serious crime.
The doubting mind never achieves anything substantial. The doubting mind never arrives at the real goal.
The strength of the heart reaches the greatest length.
Inside my heart sky, I fly from the moon to the sun, and from the sun to the moon.
The heart and silence are two real friends.
If we can swim in the river of hope, then we can cope with the world.
Every morning, we must long for something deep, deeper, deepest, and something high, higher, highest.
O seeker, do not allow depression to possess you.
Desire does not know how to retire.
Desire does not expire unless it is forced to.
Our heart's residence can house God, the Emperor of Emperors, as its permanent resident.
It is difficult to attain peace, and it is infinitely more difficult to sustain it.
Today, God pleads with us to have a life of peace. Tomorrow, the same God will command us to live a peaceful life.
Where do I live? I live under God's protection heart umbrella.
I must never be found on God's absent list.
When desire comes, God is forced to disappear.
Self-admiration and self-dislike are equally unhealthy.
If we live in the mind cage, then God will not offer us the vaster than the vaster stage on which to sing and play.
When you do not aspire, you are thronged by imperfection strangers.
Every day we must try to make our mind forest free from doubt thorns.
Our desiring mind and compelling ego are devoted to praise.
Disobedience says, I have. Destruction says, I am.
God sheds bitter tears when I leave aspiration country for desire land.
Whatever we do, we must put our heart breath into it.
The mind can never learn a heart song.
The doubt monster disappears the moment we become most sincere God lovers.
The vital is always in a rush. Hurriedly it rushes to nowhere land.
My Lord, scold me to your heart's content if you really love me.
We must climb up Inspiration Mountain before we can swim in the sea of aspiration.
My Lord, I am helpless. Catch me by the hand quickly. I am falling.
When I meditate well, my heart becomes a rainbow freedom.
An avatar is he who houses humanity's tears.
My Lord, how can I live my life when I do not feel your heart inside my heart?
Whenever we meditate, we expand our heart territory.
And God kept his freedom promise. Now I will keep his peace promise.
God visits only a surrender heart home.
If we are not released from our ambition yoke, we will never be able to see God, feel God, and claim God as our own.
Forgiveness is the fragrance of the heart.
Forgiveness is the face of happiness.
My heart is my God awareness school.
The outer life of doubt will sooner or later be ousted by the inner life of light.
Man is his very short-lived satisfaction.
His is the heart that has innate love of God.
The abundance of humility has brought me extremely close to God.
We do not have to lose our inner freedom, no matter what the outer factors tell us.
Man's love breath is God's fondness child.
Concentration train arrives at power station.
God's beckoning call has finally awakened me. No more do I cherish my desired dreams.
God's silence voice can be heard only by the aspiration heart.
My heart cannot endure even a single moment more of my God separation pain.
If we do not battle against our lower self, we can never be God's supremely chosen heroes.
Each God seeker is a God in preparation.
How long am I going to remain in the prison cell of my insane vital?
Self-doubt, your time is up.
The moment we utter God's name is indeed convincing evidence of God's presence inside our hearts.
When we ask God for devotion, we make him happier than the happiest and prouder than the proudest.
The mind, by nature, is disobedient. It does not believe in any master.
Every morning, we need to be energized by the strength of our inner faith.
The age of aspiration never expires.
God expects every morning both tears and smiles from us, tears from our hearts and smiles from our life.
I came into the world only to love my master's heart and only to serve my master's feet.
Perfection land there is, although it is now far off.
Be ever attentive. God may appear at any moment.
Once faith has seized your mind's darkness night ends.
God's approval and disapproval make my life.
If you are firm in your faith, then even if the whole world stands against you, God will take your side.
Every moment has to be urgent in pleasing God.
The wheel of justice has its own time to run its course.
every morning, before we pray, we must offer our gratitude, heart, tears to God.
Do not try to conquer temptations. Just place them at the feet of God. Lo, all your problems are solved.
Doubt tries to measure the truth. It sadly fails.
Faith does not want to measure the truth. Therefore, truth embraces faith.
The mind surrenders, but alas, never on time.
Every day we must be preoccupied with only one thing, the inner search.
At the end of each God service, there will be plenty of peace in the heart.
The soul points us always in the right direction, but alas, we do not pay any attention to the soul.
The information facts are stored in the mind. The realization splendors are stored in the heart.
When we are in the mind, aspiration becomes affliction.
When we are in the heart, aspiration becomes God glorification.
God vehemently dislikes our mere display of devotion.
May I live every day between my aspiration heart and my dedication life, and nowhere else.
Finally, the mind has agreed to study in God's compassion school.
God's eye is on 24-hour compassion duty.
God's heart is on 24-hour forgiveness duty.
The heart cave diggers are the fastest God realization climbers.
A heart empty of aspiration is a real failure in the spiritual life.
A mind empty of enthusiasm is a real failure in the spiritual life.
Be brave and wise to accept life's up and down waves soulfully and equally.
Only the heart explorers succeed in the God expedition.
Your inner flashlight is always eager to be used by you to see the face of God.
May each thought of mine become an ever-evolving God-satisfaction hero.
Meditation means the silence of earthbound expectations.
Every day, aspiration training is of paramount importance.
Nobody else is responsible for the rise and fall of my dedication life. I am the only one responsible.
If we have confidence in our aspiration heart and dedication life, God comes running towards us faster than the fastest.
The mind does not have faith in God. That is no news.
The moment the heart loses faith in God, it becomes the news of news.
Attachment is the ugliness of our mind.
Detachment is the beauty of my soul. Detachment is the beauty of our soul.
Nothing can be as soulful and powerful as our heart tears.
A divinely happy mind means supremely fast progress in our spiritual life.
The question uppermost in my mind, has Snatak developed his intuitive powers enough to gather the identity of the mysterious co-reader?
No way.
I don't think so either. We could give him a clue. Wasn't he involved at some point in one or two of those statues that are around the world? Or is that a fantasy on my part? I can't really
remember. It's Shilpa Taru. Shilpa Taru is our guest speaker today. Oh, well, we welcome him. We are honoured to have you as an esteemed guest, sir.
Could I mention also to Snatak that this morning we had Guru's recording of the Sydney Opera House organ recital played at such a high level that it brought out, and the sound system was very good, it brought out the absolute splendour, glory, magnificence and majesty of one of those greatest of all organ performances. And the level of volume was such that I saw a number of girls actually escaping through the side door.
They did. Girls actually left the room. And I received complaints later on. Oh, my God, how could you play that? I mean, if Guru wanted to play a soft instrument, he would not be playing the pipe organ, for heaven's sake.
Guru loves it,
but
man.
We digress.
We digress. And I was remembering how Guru was saying, Prashad will correct the details of what Guru said, but how when he plays the esprit or flute or a solo instrument, it's like one flower on the tree has blossomed. When he plays the pipe organ, the entire tree has gloriously blossomed. And how the pipe organ captured both the male and female, masculine and feminine
King
aspects.
And queen. King and queen of instruments. Both king and queen of instruments.
Wow.
And it really was. I had tears in my eyes. And I must say, I've been very unreceptive for most of the 2 weeks I've been here. But I had tears in my eyes listening to it. It was absolutely splendid.
It was awesome.
It was absolutely awesome.
It was great.
Absolutely loved it.
And can I formally and officially welcome our guest?
But do you think Snatak's guest is?
Still. Yes.
I mean, are there any other clues we need to give?
Well, okay, he comes from England.
He comes from Barnes, actually. No, not just England.
I think that's done it.
That might have done it, yes.
Hasn't he got a couple of sons?
I thought he had a father on Barnes.
Well, it's not Shilpa Taru because he doesn't have any children at all.
No,
it's
not.
He's not from Barnes.
And he didn't come from Barnes.
No. Oh, by the way, apologies. I'm sure you noticed we actually went out of order at one point there in the reading, and that was my fault.
Yeah.
I got over enthused, overzealous.
Yeah.
I jumped in, out of turn.
And I feel a poem coming on. My Lord's forgiven his heart of all wear.
Okay.
So I will overlook this little transgression. Snatak, we're very, very happy to have this moment to share with you. And yes, we will start on a further edition.
At some point.
At some point.
Right.
When Nibhasha prompts us to do so.
Oh, Nibhasha is the prompter.
He's the prompter, yes.
Oh, right. Oh, good.
So
that was good, yeah.
And
I'm sure
and
it'll be appreciated, yeah.
And if you think it has been a successful experiment having Shilpa Taru record with us, then do let us know. We might even invite him back.
That was an audition track on his behalf. I must say, his presence, I think, lifted the dramatic intensity of the ensemble considerably.
Excellent.
Yeah. And the fact that he blundered on one of the poems, we will
twice.
Overlook.
Yeah, twice.
Oh, which shows we're all human, doesn't
it?
Yes.
And stage fright.
Blundered twice. It's my eyesight. Devishusha's glasses.
Devishusha's glasses. Oh, we've let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
He's wearing Devishusha's glasses, so it must be Devishusha.
So let's reveal the identity of our mysterious guest. It was Kaivalya.
Hi, Snatak.
Surprise.
What a secret. Yeah. It's revealed. My Lord's secrets are revealed.
Snatak, I'm rooming with Kaivalya. He's a lot of fun, but one thing I miss is the pillow fights.
Oh, yes.
I'm missing the pillow fights.
I'm not a pillow fighter, no.
He goes to bed, and the minute his head hits the pillow, he's out cold.
There's no fight. It's just
my
complete
fingers are
surrender.
Twitching. My fingers are twitching. I'm grabbing the pillow. I'm thinking, shall I? But something restrains me. The golden years are behind. Oh, God. So get yourself up and about, old chap. You're needed.
Pillows are waiting.
Pillows are waiting.
And that was not an idle invitation either.
Right.
I expect next Christmas trip pillows to be raining upon Jogata at every moment of every night. Otherwise, we're all going to be disappointed because he's asked for it. He has flat out asked for it.
Actually, I remember one funny story. We're on a train in Japan, on the speed train, and there were a couple of girls in our carriage, and they went out for a moment, and the door shut behind them. And then suddenly this enormous fight with these tiny little pillows erupted, and there were feathers. The whole cabin was filled with chaos and feathers raining down, and I was sitting there laughing and laughing. It was the most funny thing. And it all stopped, and the conductor came, and he looked in utter disbelief. The air was just full of raining down feathers. Do you remember? Were you there?
No.
In Japan, was this?
In Japan, on the bullet train.
Oh, on the bullet train. It was the funniest thing. Wow. Especially the Japanese. They must have been really wondering what's going on. Yeah.
All right, we're going to sign off there. And until next time.
Until next time, I'll chat.
Until the next time.
Be well, yes. Be happy, and we'll be in touch very, very soon.
Until the next time.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we hear a couple of voices?